Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor. I am so excited to talk about this particular topic on today because I know that there are so many people who are just feeling unfulfilled, unsatisfied in their current career. And we're talking today in honor of February, which I call Love Month. You all know I call February Love Month. Where is the love? Where is the love? Creating the career you love day by day. Roberta Flack talked about it in the 70s. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? So where is the love? Where is the love in our careers? And it's so sad, actually, to look over and see some of the faces that I see during morning commute. And they're worse by the end of the day. But by the time we get to rush hour and everybody's going home, the faces look even worse. So we've got work to do. We need to make this a passion and a focus. Now, creating the career that you love is a day-by-day process. There is a process. There is a quote-unquote getting there that has to take place. And some unconventional advice, some may find this advice that I'm going to give you unconventional, but I believe very firmly that if you apply it on a regular basis, that you will find yourself immersed in work, in a job, in a career that you actually are loving and enjoying every day. And the first thing that I'm going to recommend that you do is realize that your dream career starts in your head. It starts in your head. It starts with your thoughts, your thought process. When you're going into work, if you're thinking, oh, here I go again. My boss is going to be this. My coworkers are going to be that. I'm not going to like this. The meeting is going to be that. The meeting is going to be this. All of these negative thoughts going through your head, and you're wondering why when you get there, to your destination, that, you know, your body language is inviting defeat. You know, a boxer, a championship boxer, whether they think that, I mean, I don't know a championship boxer that enters the ring thinking with the mindset, I'm going to lose this fight. You know, when they're in that ring and the referee is going over how it's all going to go down, they're looking at each other like, I'm going to tear you up. I'm going. And then the opponent's looking like, I'm going to tear you up. Everybody has that high mindset. And it's survival of the fittest in that ring. And so, not to say that you should think of going to your job as entering a boxing ring, but determine that you're going to be a champion. Determine that you're going to win. Determine that you are going to come out on top. Those are the types of thoughts that need to be going through your head prior to you hitting the front door, prior to you sitting down at your desk. So the first thing that you have to realize is that your dream career starts in your head. It starts in your head. Number two, realize your dream career starts with your mouth. Oh, this is very important, and I debated whether or not to put this as number one or number two. But it's thoughts first, because your thoughts control what comes out of your mouth. So your dream career starts with your mouth. What are you saying? What are you saying with your coworkers, with your colleagues, with your customers, your clients? What kind of discussions are you having? What kind of talk are you having? It's important to note this because, once again, are you cultivating an atmosphere of defeat? Are you cultivating an atmosphere that is not happy, that is not upbeat, that is not successful? And it's quite possible that you are. that you're taking your lunch break with the fuddy-duddies of your company. And those fuddy-duddies are saying, yeah, why don't they do this? And yeah, why don't they do it? Why don't they do that? And we don't, that's not the kind of conversation that creates a dream career. That's not the kind of atmosphere that you're going to be happy and that you're going to thrive and grow in. So we've got to watch our thoughts. We've got to watch what is coming out of our mouth. And what we want to cultivate an atmosphere that's going to be positive. So we've got to watch also people that we're keeping company with at the company. So that's all. That's a power pack number two, but that's number two. Number three, find passion in what you do. Now, notice that I'm not giving the traditional advice of follow your passion. That's how you're going to create the career that you love. If you're able to do that, if you are able to follow your passion and create a lifestyle and create income, which I believe is possible, but that's another broadcast. But I want to talk about finding passion where you are. And just in case, for those of you who are listening to this broadcast and you are not following your life's passion, the things that you most desire to do, maybe you're not in that particular pocket right now as it pertains to your passion, but you can find passion daily in what you do. Find some meaning, find some depth. Who are you serving? Who does it benefit? Look at the broader picture. Look at the big picture. So find passion in where you are and what you do. Who do you serve? Who are you helping? Who are you benefiting? And I'm talking about besides yourself. Okay, so let's get out of self and let's start to think about how we are best serving the people around us, your community, your family. So find passion. Find passion. Sometimes passion is not, you know, laying right there at the threshold before you go into the office. Sometimes we have to find it. We have to think about it just a little bit to bring that to the surface so that it bubbles up and bubbles over. Number four, learn something new. Learn something new about a coworker. Learn something new about an aspect of your career, of your job. You can do this independently through independent research online. There are often free courses or very reasonable courses that you can take online or in the at the community college. Sometimes there's continuing education courses that you can look into. Find those courses. Find those resources. Add to your skill set. Become better at what you are doing right now. Become better at what you are doing right now. And the fifth and the final step is to push yourself, out of your comfort zone. Just don't do the same old things over and over again the same way. Push yourself to grow, to blossom. I heard this weekend, and please forgive me because I can't mark exactly who said it, but there's sometimes there's a little pain in the process. When we plant a seed, the seed doesn't sprout. It has to push out. It has to go through something in order to sprout forward, in order to come out, to spring forth, to leaf, to flower. So push yourself out of your comfort zone, out of what's comfortable to do. That's where you're going to see growth. That's where you're going to really find that you grow and that you achieve more satisfaction is when you push yourself out of your comfort zone. Ask your boss for a new project, something challenging. Ask him to put your name on that committee of that new project that needs to be done. Push yourself. Don't stay comfortable. That's how you become complacent, when you're comfortable. So you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone. That is the fifth and the final step. Where is the love? The love is in your thoughts. The love is in the company that you keep. The love is in your mouth. It's in what you speak about your career, about what you're doing. It's in finding passion daily. And who are you serving? How are you serving? How can you take pride in what you are doing? You find the love in acquiring new skills, learning something brand new, and then pushing yourself. I always say, think outside of the box and then get rid of the box. We don't need the box. I don't know where the box came from, but we don't need that. So pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, asking for something new, asking to do that presentation, asking to be on that committee, to start that new project and to execute that project to its completion. That's where you find the love, everybody. That's where you find the love. I hope that this helped. And until we talk next time, this is Tailored Talk with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. And remember this, until next time, the best is yet to come. Take care. Bye-bye.